This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China calls it hype. A House resolution condemning Beijing after its suspected spy balloon floated over the U.S. and got shot down. President Biden says he thinks waiting to shoot down that Chinese balloon until it was off the coast of South Carolina was the right thing to do, telling Noticias Telemundo he doesn't regret waiting like the experts advised him to.
I said I wanted it shot down as soon as possible, and they were worried about the damage that could be done even in a big state like Montana. This thing was gigantic. What happened if it came down and hit a school?
Syria's President Bashar Assad is accusing the West of politicizing Syria's humanitarian crisis after the earthquake that rocked his already war-torn country and wrecked parts of Turkey, too. More than 21,000 people are known dead. This morning in Turkey, they found several people alive in the debris. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on the desperate situation.
With morgues and cemeteries overwhelmed in many areas of the Turkey quake zone, bodies lie wrapped in blankets, rugs and tarps in the streets of some cities. Temperatures remain below freezing across the large region. The government's distributing millions of hot meals as well as tents and blankets, but still struggling to reach many of the people in need.
Russia used strategic bombers, cruise missiles and killer drones in a wave of attacks across Ukraine this morning. Ukraine says it knocked down most of the missiles and drones. Somebody's been arrested after crashing an SUV through a fence at the Texas state capitol in Austin, say authorities. No word on who the person is or why the vehicle crashed. How much does it cost to buy a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl? Ready? As much as $7 million. Big-name advertisers like Netflix and Google are buying the time. This is AP News. Now to claims of abuse in Manchester, New Hampshire, at a youth detention center.
Some 1,000 people say they experienced physical or sexual abuse at a youth detention center in Manchester, New Hampshire. 20 people accused David Ball, who retired from the Sununu Youth Services Center as chief of operations in 2014, but continued to advise the state on juvenile justice matters until 2021. One woman says that when she was incarcerated at age 14 in 1993, Ball raped and choked her dozens of times, and sometimes while she was in a straitjacket. Ball is now 76, and he denies the abuse and says he has not been questioned by police. 11 former workers have been charged with either sexually assaulting or acting as accomplices to the assault of more than a dozen teenagers between 1994 and 2007. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands
gosh.
Together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper